Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Audio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. It is Friday, the 19th day of April, 2024. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here in exactly 60 minutes on Fridays. Yours truly gets a chance to hang out with you for the first 60 minutes. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas. He is pushing all the buttons, making it all go. Let's start with the responsibility of leadership. When you put your hand on a Bible and you swear an oath, that oath should start and stop with the protection of the individuals that you represent. That's the number one thing. Yet in recent times, this covenant has been shattered, leaving many to question whether it's time for drastic action. We have leaders who don't put their constituents or don't put the citizens of the country first. When you think about what's happening in different spots around this country, and when you think about the influx of immigration, and you know, it's hard to get off this topic. I know in some cases you're like, okay, it's immigration again. But this lack of respect for our immigration system is the cracks that are going to break the foundation of this country. Again, as the number of illegal entries into our nation surges to unprecedented levels, I mean, we've got 10 million since 2020. The fabric of American security is unraveling before our very eyes. Every morning brings a new barrage of stories depicting hardships and horror. Every morning, I could present you with half a dozen stories of someone getting killed. Some American dying at the hands of an illegal. Or some hideous crime, rape or sex trafficking, something to that effect. And it's gripping our communities. It's destroying our communities. The fundamental question we have to ask ourselves is this. Has America become less safe under the Biden administration? Watch. The evidence drawn from both historical precedents and contemporary reality speak volumes. Throughout history, leaders who fail to uphold their duty to protect their citizens have always and rightfully faced consequences. President Abraham Lincoln once famously stated, "The people will save their government if the government itself will allow them." The inverse is also true. When the government fails to safeguard its people, the people must demand accountability. You have to demand that these people who have, you know, gone out of their way in the months leading up to November during election years, that begged you for your vote and told you time and time again that they would be there for you, and then they turn their back on you over and over again. Some who have held office for decades, yet you keep putting them back in there, they must be held accountable. There's no accountability in what's happening, not only in your town, in your state, in the country. No accountability, or very little accountability.
You have to demand it. And the surge in illegal immigration under Biden and his administration and the lax policies therein has not only compromised national security, but it's, you know, it's exacerbated existing challenges. I mean, the influx of all these people brings these a host of socioeconomic issues, burdens, straining resources, fostering conditions ripe for exploitation and for crime. And we're saying it every day. And they're doing nothing. They're specifically doing nothing. Biden, with a stroke of a pen, could tighten up the border. They refuse to do it out of politics. The Democrats, which maybe is the most infuriated out of Ben in the last 2 months, when they proposed this bogus deal to tighten up the border, which was garbage. Garbage from the beginning, garbage at the end. A complete political move. Because they finally realized that the public was infuriated by what they were watching. Yet still, nothing happened, okay? And now here we are, what, a month later? And still nothing happens. And still thousands of people cross the border every single day, unvetted, unchecked. The erosion of law and order under the current administration's watch has left many feeling vulnerable and exposed. And it's just a matter of time before you are the next victim of an attack? President Roosevelt remarked, "Order without liberty and liberty without order are equally destructive. The delicate balance between security and freedom hangs in the balance, teetering right now, perilously towards chaos." We're close to the edge. And in light of what I'm talking about and what I've talked about just about every single day, the question arises, should Joe Biden be held accountable for the deterioration of America's safety and security? The answer lies not in partisan politics, but in a somber and sober assessment of his leadership and his governance. When leaders fail to fulfill their obligation to the people, they must be held accountable. That word again. Regardless of their political affiliation. I can promise you, and I'll be happy to put my hand on a Bible, that if this was happening under a Trump administration or under any other Republican administration or any other independent administration, I'd be yelling and screaming into this microphone like I'm yelling and screaming into it now. It is unacceptable. And people talk about impeachment. There was a case, I only talked about it briefly, but a case where a young man killed people, and then the parents were held responsible. Remember that? They got 15 years because they sort of ignored some of the warning signs of what was going on. They ended up getting 15 years because their kid killed a bunch of other kids. Remember this story? Happened recently. How can you say that the Biden administration and what's happened at the southern border is not eerily similar to that case? Right? Biden lets these catastrophes occur under his watch without even remotely trying to do anything about it. And people die at the hands of some of these illegals who come across the border. And isn't he culpable of that? Isn't he under the same scrutiny that these parents should be under? Impeachment. Maybe it's dramatic. Maybe it's, you think of it as an over-the-top issue. But maybe it's necessary to restore the faith in our democratic institutions and reaffirm the idea and the rule of law. President Reagan said, "Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction." One generation, guys. It's incumbent on us to be the custodians of liberty. Safeguard our nation's future by demanding accountability.
the surge of illegal immigration and the erosion of law and order under Biden and his administration should be of grave concern to every single law-abiding American. Everyone, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent. It will come knocking at your doors, I've warned you, over and over again. When you put this many people in with no vetting process, we are opening ourselves up for a catastrophe. I mean, it's happening on streets across this country every day, but lurking in the shadows is maybe a countrywide calamity. I haven't even mentioned terrorism and how many of those folks could have come in here in the last 3 years. That number may be incalculable.
All right, so that's how we open things up here on this Friday. Once again, my name is Lee Elsey. I do have a website, leeelsey.com, if you want to check that out. You can email me, leeelseyradio@gmail.com. That's L-E-E-E-L-C-I, then tack on radio, leeelseyradio@gmail.com. Send me an email. I do my best to get back to all of them in real time. Sometimes we get a little overloaded. But we do eventually get back to everybody, or at the very least, read all that stuff. You can like my Facebook page, The Voice of Freedom, and also subscribe to my YouTube channel, which I haven't been able to do a lot of YouTube lately because we've got some issues here in the studio with some camera stuff, but we're working that out. So hopefully that'll be up by early next week. All right, don't move. We'll take a short break. Once again, you are listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Root for Go Get Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Allyn Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Ward sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for GotTruthAmerica.com. Nick Fiorello, founder of GotSpaceData.com, and his partner Dan Duquette, former general manager of the Boston Red Sox, share their real stories from the most corrupt courtroom in America at GotTruthAmerica.com. You'll be blown away by their stories, including their tech company's battle with George Soros and his Wall Street cronies. Soros and his investors are attempting a hostile takeover of their data center company, and now it's headed to the Supreme Court. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. Also, Nick shares his one-in-a-billion chance encounter in Cannes, France, with the notorious Irish gangster James Whitey Bulger in May of 2023. That means he has eyewitness proof Whitey Bulger is still alive. They launched GotTruthAmerica.com to expose Soros and his deep state cronies who are conducting their attack on President Trump and all patriots. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. That's GotTruthAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and boycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike. spike proteins, this patent-pending no-covidian product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidian and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the...
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back, USA Audio Network. Not a lot of time. I want to bring on Colonel Rob Simmons, who's going to talk to what's happening on college campuses with the hatred towards our Jewish friends. And Rob, you want to start by talking about a column you wrote a number of years ago.
Refer back to an article I wrote in 2009. I was out of Congress at the time. I was doing a lot of research and writing and things of that nature. And I wrote an article called Anti-Semitism is a Homeland Security Problem. And it was in July of 2009. And I said that anti-Semitism is no longer an isolated problem. It has re-entered the bloodstream of public opinion. And that what you have to do to fight anti-Semitism is you have to have better intelligence, a better intelligence tool, the FBI and local police, you keep track of the anti-Semitism activity, but also you have to have education. Every level of society, the home, the school, the public space, must educate young people against anti-Semitism. And what we're confronted with now is a very interesting situation because on the one hand, with regard to intelligence, our director of the FBI says there are multiple security risks hitting all at once. On April 12th of this year, he said the U.S. hasn't suffered a terrorist or jihadist-inspired attack on the U.S. homeland in years, but that may not last. That may not last. He says he would be hard-pressed to think of a time when so many threats to our public safety and national security are elevated all at once. We have problems on the campus. We have problems on the border. We have problems with a certain Congress people who are advocating for Hamas and for terrorism. It's an unprecedented situation. And as a side comment, I would say to Mr. Ray, well, maybe if you and the Justice Department have spent a little less time with soccer moms concerned about DEI and CRT in the local high schools, maybe if you didn't consider them sort of like terrorists, and maybe if you spent a little less time on so many people who went to Washington on January 6th and really didn't commit any crimes. They really didn't do anything wrong. Some did, but a lot didn't. Maybe if you spent a little less time with those folks and a little more time with the border and with some of the activities that are taking place around the country that truly are a threat to our democracy, maybe you would be in a better position than you are now. And as for Mayorkas, the Democrat-run Senate won't even have a hearing on the House articles of impeachment on the border, which is not controlled and not closed. It's an open floodgate, uncontrolled floodgate of people, many of whom may not pose a threat to us except that they are burdens on society for health care, for the schools, and for the communities that have to house them, feed them, and attend to their whatever health issues they have. But a whole bunch of them are not the kind of people that we want to have in this country. So from an intelligence standpoint, in my opinion, we failed. We have failed from the 2009 when I wrote this article and said we've got to have better intelligence. We failed. We haven't. We've done everything wrong. And then secondly, from the standpoint of education, how are we educating young people to understand the Holocaust, to understand anti-Semitism, to understand that Israel in the Middle East is an ally and is like the United States? And when people say death to Israel, death to America, that's exactly what those people mean. They're not saying it just to get some attention. They're not burning U.S. flags just for the fun of it. They actually mean it. They want death to Israel, and they want death to America. And what is going on our campuses? What is going on at Harvard and MIT? What's going on at Penn? What's going on at Columbia now, where people are students are camping out and protesting? What's going on where they're occupying campus offices? And it seems like in many cases the schools aren't pushing back, except, and this is an interesting case came up in USC, University of Southern California, just this week. The University of Southern California canceled the commencement speech of its valedictorian, a Muslim student who, on investigation, had posted on her Instagram profile references to Palestinian liberation and abolishing Israel. A valedictorian who promotes anti-Semitic views, according to a Jewish group in Southern California.
Rob, I got to jump in because we're out of time, but I thank you, as always, for your excellence and your expertise on this subject, and I'm glad that USC pushed back against that hater out there in California. All right, we got to take a short break. We'll come right back. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well, inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
War now.
USA News Update. Six alternate jurors have been selected for former President Trump's hush money trial, joining the already established panel of 12 jurors. Opening arguments are set to begin on Monday. The U.S. is blocking the United Nations from approving a Palestinian request for full membership status by using its veto in the Security Council.
The joint resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the Council.
The U.K. and Switzerland abstained from Thursday's vote while the remaining 12 members voted yes. President Biden is mobilizing union workers to support his bid for re-election. Speaking at a conference of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Washington, D.C. Friday, the president highlighted how his bipartisan infrastructure legislation is fostering the creation of new unionized positions, proudly dubbing himself the most pro-union president in American history. John Schaefer, USA News.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It'll be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, welcome back, USA Audio Network. Our go-to guy when we talk about military strategy and things going on not only with our own military, but
other militaries around the globe. We talked to Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. 40-plus years of military excellence, and he joins us just about every single week here on the USA Audio Network. Stephen, a lot to get to. So, obviously, the one topic that we have to discuss is what happened over the weekend. Iran attacks Israel. I think it's the first time, at least in my lifetime, that they actually have, you know, fired weapons from their own general space into Israel. So I'll just get out of your way. Give me your assessment of what we witnessed.
Well, it was, you know, not unexpected. The Iranians said that they were going to respond to the attack on their consulate in Damascus, where they lost several senior IRGC Quds Force officers, at least one of which was said to have been one of the primary architects of the October 7th attacks last year. And they sent it. The attack was imminently unsuccessful. General McKenzie, the former CENTCOM commander, now retired, was quoted as saying, you know, anybody who's saying, you know, that the Iranians deliberately, you know, lowballed this, I'm using a paraphrase here, is wrong. The Iranians sent everything that they had in the western part of their country, which is the stuff that can actually reach Israel, and, you know, augmented by others, and it didn't work. This was not a deliberate failure on their part to show moderation. It was a failure. And the Israelis swatted the stuff out of the sky with the help of us and several other partners, and leaving this not as a situation where, you know, Israel and the rest of the region should be, oh, okay, we better not do anything because, you know, the Iranians gave us a pass on this, just saved face, so let's back off and leave them alone. I mean, if the Israelis want to make that decision, that's their call. I think it's ludicrous that the Biden administration is guiding them, I'm doing air quotes there around guiding, in that direction because they think that's the best thing to do. It's not their call. If Israel chooses to hit back at the Iranians now, because one, they showed a degree of weakness by their inability to really have an effective strike against Israel, or because they do not want to establish a situation where if Israel takes out an IRGC Quds Force guy who's operating near Israel against Israel's interests, that Iran thinks a suitable response is a massed missile and drone attack on the homeland of Israel, and that nobody's ever going to shoot at them. That's a bad precedent to set. Now, again, if Israel wants to do it that way, that's their call. It's their national interest at stake here. But the Biden administration's posturing on this, I think, is just wrong. And you know, come on, Joe, you're not really the expert in this area, dude, and neither is Anthony Blinken. But they persist in trying to tell Bibi Netanyahu what the right answer is. You know, I guess Biden's taken, you know, his foreign policy stuff from Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, but that's not exactly the right pair to be listening to.
They're one of our closest allies. They're under attack from one of our adversaries, our supposed adversaries. Unfortunately, this administration and the Obama administration wanted to play nicey-nice and you know, footsie with Iran and gave them pallets of cash. And in Biden's case, let certain restrictions sort of fall out of favor and allowed them to get these weapons that they were able to shoot at Israel. You know, Israel's our friend. We're supposed to stand with our friend. I don't understand this mentality, Stephen. I don't get it.
Well, it just shows you that the Biden administration, or at least several very influential members of the Biden administration who seem to have the president's ear as best they can get with the man who's not always all there, problem here, and Iran just needs to be placated, and if we do that, everything will be fine. I think that's a ridiculously inaccurate assessment of the situation, but that's what they persist in trying to do. Well, we don't want to hit Hamas too hard because Iran has said you better leave Hamas alone. Don't go after Iran after they did this, because after all, this was kind of a proportional attack, proportional response to what Israel did taking out those generals. No, it's not. When we took out the general, admittedly during the Trump administration, if Iran had done this level of attack on the United States in response, what would we have said? Would we have said, oh, yeah, okay, that was legit. They could have sent 300, attack vectors at our homeland, and we're not going to send anything back to them. I'm sorry. I don't think it would have worked that way. I know it wouldn't have during the Trump administration when we killed the general, but I don't even think it would have worked that way in this administration. But to demand it of Israel just seems ridiculously over-the-top backstabbing on to Israel and kowtowing to the mullahs.
What do you think the Iranians thought they were going to accomplish with this strike? Do you think that they really believed they were going to be able to take out a number of military structures? What do you think they were looking to do?
I do think they were trying to put a hurt on Israel. Their stuff, frankly, is not that good. It's not that precise. I mean, heck, Israel shot down a bunch of stuff directly over the Dome of the Rock. So if, conceivably, some of those missiles or drones could have hit the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem. Of course, the Iranians would have said, well, it's Israel's fault. They made us do it. So obviously the Iranians are not all that worried about, the third most holy spot in Islam. But I think they thought they would hit Israel's nuclear plant. They thought they would kill a bunch of Israeli civilians. They thought they were going to make Israel pay a big price. And the result was that Israel's Iron Dome, Arrow and David sling systems and the different missile defense capabilities that some of the American ships brought, the Jordanians, the Brits, together showed that, Iran, you're a weak old man. You're not the big power you think you are. And if you try something, you're going to pay, I'm not going to say you'll pay a big price because the Biden administration doesn't want them to pay a price. But at the very least, you're going to lose some prestige if you try and do this. So it didn't work out for them. But I think it was a full-up, honest-to-goodness attack that meant to do harm and just was defeated by the defensive systems that were in place.
I'm one of the commanders in Iran, and I decide to make this bold move and fire 300 rockets at Israel. It's almost like a lose-lose. If I don't get any through, then, like you said, I look like a country with really a limited amount of offensive capability. And if I do happen to destroy a number of Israeli structures, I'm in their crosshairs. Why would I want that?
I really think that, the Iranians have been looking for a reason to attack Israel. Up to this point, they have chosen to use their proxies because it gives them some plausible deniability.
Right.
So that they don't get hit in their homeland. But this strike in Damascus really stung them. That surprised them that the Israelis would reach into Damascus and hit their consulate, which the Israelis have not yet admitted that they did, by the way, and take out those very senior IRGC Quds Force generals. So they felt they had to respond, and they had to respond strongly, probably for their own domestic consumption, as much as their regional reputation among, you know, their proxies and the other radicals.
Right.
So they thought, particularly looking at the previous responses of the Biden administration towards them and towards Israel, that they felt, you know, we're going to do this, we're going to kill a bunch of Israelis, and the Biden administration will stop Israel from doing anything because they're afraid of a wider war.
Yeah.
I don't think a wider war is necessarily a guarantee, and I don't think our concerns are the primary ones in play here.
Right.
It's Israel's analysis, not the United States analysis. And Biden needs to understand he is not the revered big shot in world affairs that he thinks he is. He's not. He is a really, really ineffective foreign policy president right now, and it's showing.
Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation, S. Bucci on Twitter. Follow him there. Stephen, it's always a pleasure. Wish we had more time to chat about this, but I'm sure there's going to be a lot more to talk about as the weeks and days unfold here in front of us. But thank you very much. Heritage.org. Check that out if you can today. All right, we've got to take a short break. We'll come right back. Don't you dare move. You are listening to the USA Audio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered.
Proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable 3-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all 3 products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Americans are concerned about being able to feed their families today, tomorrow, or any time in the future. That's why I've teamed with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef for long-term storage with 25-year shelf life. Right now, get premium all-American beef, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin at 15% off. They created a website just for my fans, warbeef.com. You'll get exclusive 15% discounts at warbeef.com. You know there's an attack on our food supply. Our farms, food production facilities are exploding. Supply chain failing. Food price insane. And worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. At warbeef.com, you only get one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. No mRNA jabs ever. Start now. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. Go to warbeef.com and get 15% off. That's warbeef.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Right now, you can eliminate odors.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly? Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're looking to get the best ED pill of all time, listen to this. It's a new little blue pill from the makers of Viagra, and it's better than the original Viagra. Plus, the cost is insanely low, just $5 per pill, rather than the $90 they charge for the original Viagra. And it's available exclusively from our new sponsor, the number one rated online ED service in the country, ScoreBlue.com. No one else has permission to sell it, only ScoreBlue.com. I thought all generic Viagra pills were the same. But it turns out there are two kinds, the cheap, lower-level, weak, and ineffective generic Viagra that you see sold online, and the authorized generic Viagra made by the same company that makes the real Viagra, made in the same factory with the same formula. It's the exact same everything except the price. So for the best Viagra in the world, at the lowest price in history, go to ScoreBlue.com, enter promo code WAR at checkout, and get 20% off your first order, ScoreBlue.com.
All right, without further delay, he's been patiently waiting long enough. Congressman Jody Heiss is joining us. A book out right now called Sacred Trust, Election Integrity, and the Will of the People. And I talk about this all the time, Congressman, and that's, I feel like once we've lost this, the sacred trust of election integrity, we're doomed as a country. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. In fact, that reality is what drove me both to the title, but to the book itself. You know, and look, we've got a lot of problems in our country. No one would deny that, from the open borders to the economy to crime to our global respect and influence in the military. I mean, we have so many issues, but I don't know that there is any issue of greater significance and importance than the security of our election processes. And like you just said, if that is ever compromised, if we ever lose the integrity of our elections, then we, the people, have lost our voice. And that is what the whole issue is about. And it rates as a top concern across the country, and for good reason. We are a country of the consent of the governed. And if we lose the ability to determine the direction our country is going, then we are, as you said, in major, major trouble. And so, yeah, that's what drove me to write this book.
All right, so how can you, or how can we re-guarantee the sanctity of the vote, where people actually have confidence when they go into the voting booth and cast their ballot? How can they be guaranteed that it's going to count and it's not going to be manipulated? Is the genie out of the bottle? Is it too late?
Well, I mean, the genie perhaps may be out of the bottle, and certainly in some states and in some capacity, but at the same time, there has been tremendous efforts to stuff the genie back in the bottle. Multiple states all across the country have enacted some significant election integrity laws over the last couple of years, and that's a good sign. Also, of course, the encouragement for people to be involved as poll watchers in whatever capacity they can. The more boots on the ground, the more eyes on the ground who are watching the processes and blowing the whistle, so to speak, if they see some questionable activity. All of it is part of it. But look, at the end of the day, this is our country, and at the epicenter of the direction this country takes is the integrity of the ballot box. And so this is an issue that all of us share a degree of responsibility to place pressure and continue pressure on our elected officials in the state, in the various states where we live, to urge them to protect our elections and to try the best we can to keep that pressure on, even in blue states where it's difficult perhaps to do that. We've got to be organized enough to keep putting pressure on to secure our elections. And then we, the people, have to be present and alert to make sure that that's taking place. But it's kind of a good news, bad news, in that the genie is out, but the genie is also being stuffed back in all at the same time.
Right.
So we've got to be vigilant on this issue and make sure we do our part.
We are talking to Jody Heiss, Congressman. Sacred Trust is the name of his book, Election Integrity and the Will of the People. So I'll ask you a two-part question. One, is apathy going to kill the election process? And two, are Democrats just better cheaters than Republicans?
Those are both two really, really good questions. And, of course, you know, I don't know the answer to it. I'm seeking the answer to those things as much as you are. But there is no question that apathy with something as sacred, as you will, as our ballot and our right, our duty as citizens to elect our representatives and thereby the policies under which we will live under, that has to be protected. And it takes, unfortunately, these days, perhaps more than any other point in our history, it takes all of us being engaged in this to make sure that the sacredness of our elections are not taken away from us. And your second question, yeah, I hear people all the time asking, do they cheat better than us? You know, to me, regardless, we have to protect the elections. We've got the best way to determine a counterfeit dollar is to know exactly what a dollar looks like. Rather than looking at all the counterfeits out there, know that you know what the real thing looks like so you recognize something false when it shows up. The same applies when it comes to elections. What we have to do is everything in our power to defend, protect the integrity of the election box in every way we can, and thereby we'll recognize, hopefully, if there's some shenanigans taking place. But we've just got to stay vigilant on this issue because it is becoming seemingly more and more of a problem, it seems, with every election.
So I know technology is ever evolving, but it seems like voting would be infinitely less corruptible if we had a single day of voting and paper ballots. I know technology is zooming along at light speed, but that seems like that would work the best to cut out any of the improprieties that we see now. Jody Heiss, Sacred Trust is the name of the book, Election Integrity and the Will of the People. And Jody is the founding member and leader of the House Freedom Caucus. So, Jody, we appreciate your time, as always, and we wish you the best of luck with the book. But unfortunately, I am out of time. Wayne Allen Root is up next. Keep it right here on the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.